This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Buckingham Palace has released details of proceedings which will follow the state funeral of Queen Elizabeth II Monday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
2 minutes of silence will be observed across the UK at the end of Queen Elizabeth II's state funeral at Westminster Abbey on Monday, giving the public across the nation a chance to pay their respects to the late monarch. Then Elizabeth's coffin will be transported through the historic heart of London from Westminster Abbey to Wellington Arch near Buckingham Palace on a horse-drawn gun carriage with Charles and other royals walking behind. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky looked on and sang the national anthem as he watched as his country's flag rose above recaptured city of Izium Wednesday. The president making a rare foray outside the capital that highlights Moscow's retreat from a Ukrainian counteroffensive. Russian forces left the war-scarred city last week as Kyiv soldiers pressed a stunning advance that reclaimed large swaths of territory in Ukraine's northeastern Kharkiv region. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said Thursday that Ukraine would have the backing of Brussels as Russia's invasion of Ukraine nears its seventh month. She told reporters during a joint press conference with Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky, quote, "You'll have your European friends by your side as long as it takes," end quote. Norway's trade surplus surged to a new record in August, fueled by a jump in natural gas prices, as the Nordic country is now Europe's biggest supplier after Russia slashed exports. The data released Thursday comes as the soaring prices have put Oslo in an awkward position with the European Union, with some EU countries seeking a price cap on natural gas. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese leader Xi Jinping met for their first face-to-face talks since the start of the conflict in Ukraine Thursday, hailing their strategic ties in defiance of the West. Sitting across from each other at two long rounded tables and flanked by aides, the two leaders met on the sidelines of a summit of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization in ex-Soviet Uzbekistan. The meeting was part of Xi's first trip abroad since the early days of the pandemic, and for Putin, a chance to show Russia has not been fully isolated despite Western efforts. A tentative labor agreement has been reached between railway workers and railway companies, averting a Friday strike. The AP's Donna Warder has more.
President Joe Biden says the tentative deal will keep our critical rail system working and avoid disruption of our economy. The president says rail workers will get better pay, improved working conditions, and peace of mind around their health care costs. A strike could have halted shipments of food and fuel at a cost of $2 billion a day and shut down some commuter rail lines throughout the country. Donna Warder, Washington.
At least 9 people died and 20 others were injured early Thursday in a stampede after an Independence Day concert in western Guatemala, rescue workers said. Local press reported the victims were crushed as thousands of people tried to leave an open-air esplanade after the concert. It was the first time in 3 years that Guatemala celebrated its independence from Spain after the previous 2 years celebrations were called off due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Census Bureau is providing new data on how life changed in the U.S. during the pandemic. AP correspondent Jennifer King has the latest.
Results from the American Community Survey gathered by the Census Bureau in 2021 found significant changes under COVID-19 in the past 2 years. Some of the data is not surprising. The number of people working from home tripled, and more households now have a computer and internet service. Public transportation use was cut in half over concerns about catching the virus. The median home value went from $240,500 to over $281,000. The percentage of people who spent more than a third of their income on rent rose to over 51%. But while there were stories of multi-generational family members moving in together, the average household size actually shrank slightly, fewer people moved, and the share of unmarried couples living together rose. Jennifer King, Washington.
And recapping our top story, Buckingham Palace has released details of proceedings which will follow the state funeral of Queen Elizabeth Monday. 2 minutes of silence will be observed across the UK at the end of Queen Elizabeth II's state funeral at Westminster Abbey. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts.